This show is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show is not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. So if you're listening, you're not only doing something you shouldn't be doing, you're wasting your time. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy. And remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice. And please, don't use this show to try to convince your partner to do something that they're not comfortable doing.
He was like, oh, I'm gonna come. And then he came all over her tits.
Episode 4.
Hi, everyone. We're in Seattle. And it's so cold.
Oh my God, it's so cold.
We're not used to this cold weather. But we're all bundled up and off to a club. So it's kind of odd for us because we're usually going out later after 10. But we have to be here at 6. So we're getting started early tonight. Should be exciting. I guess they're going to show us around the place and tell us the rules. And even if you've gone to a club numerous times, just everyone for the first time has to go to this orientation. And it's at 6.
I'm kind of looking forward to it because we haven't had to go to an orientation in
a
long time.
Yeah, this will be fun. We can pretend like it's
our first
time.
We usually meet people. Like when we first started going to clubs, we would meet people. It's like a really good, easy icebreaker.
Yeah, it is.
Whether or not we...
Yeah, you all have something in common. It's your first time at the club. So, yeah, it'll be fun.
New people. New faces. And other body parts.
Hi, we're back in our hotel.
Oh,
and we had an awesome time in Seattle. This club was fabulous.
It's cold in Seattle, but it's hot in Seattle.
It's hot in this club. Yeah. Things warmed up pretty good there. When we got there, we pulled up in the parking lot, got out of the car, and there was this beautifully lit landscaped pathway.
Yeah.
And John and I were like, wow, Is this where we're supposed to go? What I'm trying to say is a lot of clubs are in strange locations, and there was no sign that said swingers this way, and this was just so nice, and the garden and the
We learned
pathway.
Later it's on like 13 acres.
We go in, get our name tags, and
I'm a hot blonde.
Right.
And you guys, we haven't said the names of these clubs are easy enough to find if you Google Seattle Swing Club. You know, maybe we should send this to this club, see if they just give us permission to say their name, because
they've been written up in books, and they've been around. We found out on an orientation that they've been around for 27 years. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's right. 1979, he said.
Mm-hmm. So we got there and showed our IDs, and then we kind of gathered around. There were some people, and I later found out that some of the regulars come there early to see who the new people are. They like to look and
get fresh meat.
Oh, God. Not.
That's what this guy said to us.
I know.
He said, we didn't see you guys come in. We always like to come in here early and look for the fresh meat.
Oh, God. Well,
he was just joking.
He was joking. They took us on an incredible tour. I mean, this place is so large and so classy.
Wait, how many couples would you say were in the tour with us? There was probably, how many people?
I would say about 25, maybe. 25 couples, would you say?
Yeah.
Would that be right?
And there was, they ranged from these two girls who were there together with another couple who were probably just barely 22.
Yeah.
They were very young, and I don't know, what was the oldest couple that was in the orientation?
I mean, I have no idea.
It was maybe 40.
I have no idea on the ages. But this
you suck at the ages.
I know, but this
people want to know that. They want to know, like, it wasn't just like a bunch
I would say the age range from 22 to 77 there at the club.
Yeah.
This nice gentleman, he was real funny. He gave us the tour.
So yeah, the guy was funny, and he asked everybody before we went on the little tour, he asked everybody to raise their hands, and he said, does everyone know why they're here? And this one girl, she was really funny. She's like, we're at a wedding, aren't we?
I know. That was great.
And then he asked everybody to raise their hands if they've ever been to a club before. Raise your hands if they've never been to a club before. And finally, raise your hands if you're scared shitless. And there were a few scared shitless hands that went up in the air. That was funny.
The club, bottom line, was classy. They had tables with white tablecloths. They had an incredible dance floor. They had the two floors. You know, you could stand up on the second floor and, like, look down on the dance floor. It was huge.
Live band.
A live band. They said they told us there'd be a live band, and there was. And he toured us around. I swear I get lost. There's no way I could find my way to all the rooms. There were some really cool rooms. There was a huge pool, swimming pool, Olympic size, I don't know, with John liked the rope swing.
Yeah, had a rope on it.
Rope that you could swing down over the pool, and there was a hot tub by the pool, and this was an indoor pool, and then they had another hot tub, which was closer to the play areas, but downstairs, and there was a fire pit with these comfortable couches, circular all around the fire pit. It's kind of a chill-out area and relaxing area. And there was a movie room. What was that like?
Just imagine cat furniture for adults. It had, like, these huge pillows that you could play on and lay on and frolic.
Everything was so comfy. And then he told us the rule that you're only allowed upstairs if you're with a woman. And that's a very, very strict rule there. You cannot go upstairs by yourself if you're a guy.
He was cracking jokes. He said one of his jokes was, he said, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be the woman you came with, but you do have to be with a woman to go up there.
Right. And you can't come down and then leave her up there and then get back up.
Right.
So you got to stay with your woman to get up there. And I like that. There were so many rooms. I can't even count. There were some rooms with multiple beds and mirrors on the ceiling, and some rooms with multiple beds with, like, this cool fabric on the ceilings. And then there was all these smaller rooms where you could pull a little curtain, and that was also a thing. If you wanted to have some private time and didn't want anyone to come in, you could pull the curtain, and that was a signal not to go in that
one. And that's pretty universal. You see that everywhere. That's a good tip for people to know that. If you see a curtain that's drawn, don't pull back the curtain. It means they want to be alone, private.
But the coolest part of the tour was meeting the owner. We walked down this long hallway, and we actually went into his living room, which is a sunken living room, and he was there and told us all about the club and what he wanted us to have fun, and he had some really good advice, and it was really neat. His wife started the club. And that's what I think makes this club so special. You can definitely tell that a woman did this club just by the fabric choice and the style and the...
And the attitude.
And the attitude and the respect. What did you think about talking to the owner?
To me, that was the coolest part of the whole orientation. It gave me a sense of history with this lifestyle to know that this guy started this with his wife 27 years ago. And she has since passed away, but he continues to run the club. I watched him. He has like a reserved table where he sits. And
it's right by the dance floor.
Right by the dance floor, and the girls, you know, dance for him
king.
And stuff.
He's
he is the godfather, man.
Yeah, he's the godfather of swing clubs.
And
so tonight was amateur strip night, but before they did the amateur strip night, they had the MC, who was the guy that gave us the tour, he had everybody come down.
For their birthday.
And it was my birthday.
And I know.
And I didn't tell him it was your birthday. We were up on the top floor looking down.
I wish I had told him it was your birthday.
You know.
Damn.
Why didn't you tell him it was my birthday? Because it was hot.
Really sexy. Well, they put all of the birthday people in a chair on the dance floor. And
not in one chair.
Well, that might have been fun.
That would have been fun.
But they all were in chairs on the dance floor, sitting there lined up in a row. And there's maybe, 15 of them or so that had birthdays or anniversaries, I guess, for that night. And then they asked everybody that wanted to come down
in the club. I guess
they
do this regularly because everyone seemed to know what to do.
Masses of people.
Swarming down.
Kissing. Getting in, lining up to kiss them and
kind of doing little dances.
Touch their face.
Yeah,
and
wishing
their
them happy birthday. It was really hot.
I wish you'd
really
been
hot.
Down there. I would have loved that.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Yeah, next year. We'll go back for your birthday.
I'll
recreate
next
the
year.
Whole thing for you.
And then the amateur strip night.
Right.
I mean, they had some girls.
Two extremely sexy girls stripped and put on a show like you have not seen. It was so...
It was great. And I was surprised, but what did you think? they had three guys afterwards that wanted to do it too. I loved that. I loved it.
And with the guys that danced, they had any female that wanted to come down. They put chairs in a U around the entire dance floor. So all these women were sitting in chairs and just the guys were tripping.
I know you wish you would have done it, because the guys were going around and some of the girls were sucking their dicks and fondling them, and just like they were at a male strip club, but actually
a little bit more, they
would have get kicked out of a male strip club for doing what they did to the guys as they were dancing.
Right.
But it was fun, and I later talked to one of the guys that danced,
yeah,
and he has a pole in his basement. So I don't know if he qualifies as being amateur, because definitely had some practice.
Well, that's the second person that we've met that has a pole in their bedroom. We met another couple that had a pole in their bedroom.
And they told their kids it was a fireman's pole. I don't know.
They have like a 3-year-old, and they tell them, it's fireman pole.
I don't know.
It's not going to last. You can only get away with that one for so long.
Yeah, so that was fun, and then after that, the band started playing.
The dance floor got
and the
populated.
Dance floor got hot and hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, and then people were just in various stages of disrobing, and you and I were dancing up on the dance floor, and oh my God, it was so hot.
Dancing in clubs is always so much fun.
So then we decided to go back to the play area. What happened there, Al?
Okay, this club, I want the other club owners to take note. They supply water bottles with squirt tops.
Yeah.
Yay.
And towels if you forgot one.
And towels if you forgot one.
We grabbed both?
Yeah. I said, John, go get me a squirt bottle. I didn't have to sneak it under my towel. And that's a good thing. It's a smart thing for the clubs to provide.
Yeah. Well, just worry about a little bit of water.
You need to keep hydrated for these activities.
If you design a club and your rooms can't handle a little bit of water being spilt onto the floor or maybe accidentally onto the bed, you've got a serious problem, because there's a lot more going on than that.
So he got me some water, and we went straight up.
Well, we took our clothes off first, didn't we?
Well, yeah, we took our clothes off. Yeah, we took our clothes off, put them in a little locker, and went right up to the play area, and we beelined for the room with the soft focus mirror on the ceiling.
Yeah.
We plopped down. We just went right to that room.
And you were so sweet. You were like, lay down. Then you just laid me down and started giving me head.
I was giving you a blowjob. I had forgotten about the mirror. I was into giving you a blowjob.
My eyes were wandering all around the room.
There were three other couples there. I'm giving John a blowjob, and I forgot about the mirrors. And then John all of a sudden stopped, and I was like, what's going on? Like, gotta lay down. And then he started eating my pussy out, or whatever. I hate saying that, but he started doing it.
He's like,
you gotta see this. So I'm laying there, and it was incredible just to look up and see everybody's bodies. So I'm enjoying the scenery, looking up at the soft focus mirror.
You keep saying that.
I know it will, because if it wasn't, if it was a real mirror, might be too stark, or I don't know. But it was a nice touch. It was a nice touch.
Because you could still see clearly everybody, but it was like it was just a little hazy, because it just seemed kind of just a little blurry and just sexy. So we're laying there, and I'm going down on you, and
the couple
next to you was what?
No, well, then you placed your hand on...
Oh, yeah.
No, you placed... I don't know, when you grabbed the girl's hand.
I didn't grab the girl's hand. I had my hand out, and she started...
Rubbing your hand.
Rubbing my hand. I just picked up her hand and put it on your breasts.
Mm-hmm. And then she started really turning her attention to you. And she was lying down beside me on her back.
In fact, that was the last time she touched me. It was the first
time. That was the last time, I know.
She just touched my hand.
Well, I lost out on that one.
Oh, man.
But, and then I...
So she, girls
she
started
kissing. And she was kissing my breast.
She was kissing your breast, and she had her ass in the air.
You were fingering her.
Right.
You did finger her, and her guy was on her other side.
And I was fingering her and having sex with you in perfect rhythm.
You didn't kiss her, did you?
Or no, but you did.
She was a very good kisser, and she was kissing me. And
well, I wish I would have kissed her then.
But I think you kissed her, didn't you?
No.
You sucked her tit. I know that, because we did it together.
Yeah,
you had one. You were on one, and I was on the other side.
Right.
And then her guy started fucking her, and John
we were having sex.
Was fucking me, and
you two girls
we
were
kind of like entwined. The two girls were entwined.
Yeah.
Kissing while we were being fucked and by our men.
Do you like that? Do you enjoy
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I love
yeah.
that. That, yeah. That's a turn on.
Would you rather be kissed by, if I'm having sex with you from behind, would you rather be kissed by another guy or another girl, or no preference?
No preference. It's soft. Girls are soft. I like this. It's just hot, and yeah. I loved it when we were both sucking her tits
yeah.
at the same time.
Me too.
I mean,
I always like
that kind of, that's a real like turn on. So anyway,
so then we all finished there on that. We came within a matter of minutes of each other, probably. They finished and then got up, and then we finished and got up, and we went downstairs. And
we never really talked to him. It was like after we finished, they were like, oh, thank you, thank you. And they were hugging and kissing on us.
I think they left after that.
And then they left.
I think they were gone for the night. But it was still early by that point, wasn't it? I mean, what time is it now at that point? We got there at 6.
It was probably 8.
It's like 6:20.
8:30.
8:30.
I don't know. I have no idea.
So we went downstairs, and we set up that fireplace downstairs. It's inside. But it was like the fire den.
The sunken fire pit. And
people were like coming up in various stages of the night. I think some people were probably just getting started. Others, like us, had already been upstairs. And some people were nude at the fire pit. There wasn't a lot of couples there. Maybe 6 couples.
We wanted to get in the hot tub for a little while.
But it was packed.
It was packed.
We couldn't have put our toe in the water.
Yeah, it was so packed. But there was a hot tub by the fire pit, and they were having some fun time in the hot tub.
Splish splash, they were taking a bath. We sat there at the window and just kind of watched it for a minute. Just looking in, there was like,
and you could see the hot tub.
A literal sea of bodies.
Then we went back up, didn't we? Go back up.
Well, we rested at the fireplace for a little while, and some girls were giving their guys blowjobs there, getting them prepared for round 2 or 3, who knows. And then we went back upstairs. And when you walk upstairs and you walk up there, it's like 360 degrees of rooms up there, right? And
yeah.
It's like little rooms.
You get lost,
like,
but
yeah.
We
walked around the whole place, and you were like, where are we? And I'm like, Allie, we just made a big circle. And then you were like, I'm like, see, these are the steps we just came up. And you're like, wow.
I know.
It's like in little rooms off of each, around the circle, there's little rooms, little offshoots of little rooms. And we ended up in one of them. We didn't go in there for any particular reason other than just to check it out.
It was a larger room with multiple beds, and one of the beds was kind of up a little higher than the others, and there was a couple of couples on that bed, and we just plopped down right in the middle.
But there was plenty of space between them. I mean, there was
we plopped down right in the middle because
on the middle bed of the place, yeah.
In the middle of the two couples,
right?
I mean,
right.
Not on them, but
no, yeah, we didn't like divide them.
no, they were just doing their own thing, and then we kind of just went right in the middle.
Right.
And we had another hot time. Oh, my gosh. It was the same sort of thing, except this time the girl was lying down, and she touched my hand. I put my hand out, and that's always a signal.
That's Allie's come-on technique.
Or to know if the girls want to play.
I'm
sure there's... But
tell them how you do it. How do you do it?
I don't have a technique. Well, sort of. You just put your hand down or out a little bit, and then if she touches it or grabs it, which this one did.
Let me ask you this, okay? Let's take it a little bit slower. Once, okay, you feel like her hand touch your hand, do you then start like playing with her fingers or caressing her wrist? Or
I didn't have to with this one.
What happened with this girl?
I mean, because usually when the hand's out and then the other girl wants to play, I mean, it's not a gradual thing. It's pretty fast, because she immediately came and started sucking my tits, and I was sucking her tits, and You were fucking me from behind. That was like the theme. You were always fucking me from behind tonight, you know, but it was like a good vantage point. And
fingering the other girl's pussy.
And you did that, that again. But this time, this girl and I were really getting down, and then her guy kind of was scooching over toward her face and toward me. It was kind of in an awkward position. She was sucking his dick, and I could tell he wanted me to also, and I was trying to, but with the way her head was positioned, she couldn't do it, so she, like, placed his dick in my mouth, and I started sucking
it. Oh, it was fast.
And
it was this quick.
He was like, oh, I'm going to come. Right away, that was fast. That was really fast. That was the fastest ever.
Right.
And then he came all over her tits. You know, he was polite, and he pulled back, and said, I'm going to come. And I lifted my head up, and he came all over her tits, and we were right there. That was really hot. And I just wanted to say, guys are probably nervous in these places at first when they first go, thinking that they're going to come too soon. But that was flattering. That turned me on. I don't know.
Fast it turned
you on? Yeah, yeah. So that's not a bad thing.
You're super hot stuff, huh?
No, I mean, I just want the guys to not feel bad if they come too soon, because it actually...
I don't think you did.
Felt bad at all, no. But I mean, some people listening, that might be one of their concerns or worries. Oh, if I go to a swinger club, I'm just going to come real fast, and that'll be the end of it.
Doesn't have to, as long as you can get it up again.
No, yeah, but come on now, you know that. I'm sure you felt the same way or feel the same way.
Yeah, it's tough being a guy in these clubs, because you want to go all night. And
coming too soon is not a bad thing, and I just want the guys to know that. It was actually turned me on. It does get hot, and it does get, and everybody knows that.
You gotta come.
Yeah.
No. It's gotta happen.
So we had a great time with them, and then they got up. John, of course, you didn't come yet.
No.
We were still fucking.
And then the best part of the whole night.
And the best part of the whole night happened. I look up, and there was this other couple that we had seen earlier in the evening. Totally hot.
God.
I mean, and she was beautiful, and he was hot himself. I say hot too much, but he was good looking. And
she was
beautiful. And she was a beautiful person, because she...
Allie, I was having sex with you, and looking at her directly in the eye, and she was just watching me, and the next thing I know... Allie, I'm sorry. I'm fucking holding. I'm just thinking about it.
Oh,
so
my
just
God.
Pause it. Just pause it. And we'll...
Okay, it's late. We'll pause, and maybe we'll talk about this later, but I want to, because
we'll talk
this...
about it right now.
Huh? I want to talk about this, because this was the
we'll
most...
We'll talk about it off...
This was incredible.
Off the air for now.
Okay. Okay.
Come on.
We had so much fun this weekend in Seattle, and we're still on like a sexual high or something. Because I gave John a blowjob at work today during lunch, and then we came home and just had to talk about it again. So, John, I want you to tell me more about the last time we were up at the play area.
Yeah, the last time.
John had an incredible experience.
It was great.
Tell me about it. Tell them about it. I know about
it. Well, we were having sex, and this really super nice, good-looking couple
sat down
next to us, and I was looking over.
Laid down,
yeah. And I was fucking you, and I her guy was
enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, and she was looking me directly in the eye. And as I was having sex with you, she was just looking at me. Nothing more than that.
Yeah, so just, you know what that's like now. It's really hot.
Just looking at me in the eye and watching me. And then I turned my head away from her and put my attention.
You were getting down.
Yeah, and I was getting back down on you. And then all of a sudden, I feel this hand on the back of my neck, on the back of my head. And she starts rubbing my hair. And I didn't look away at first. I just enjoyed it. And then she started rubbing my shoulders and caressing my my spine and my ass. And I was still penetrating you, and I was extremely turned on. And then I looked over at her, and she moved a little closer to me, and I turned back and still kept going on you, and her hands, what was one hand, became two hands on my ass and my shoulders. And then all of a sudden I felt her put her mouth next to my ear, and she started nibbling on my ear and whispering.
That's a turn on. That really
is. My, are you kidding me? She started whispering into my ear,
I know, and you were making some major noises.
Oh, whoa!
You were so vocal.
Yeah, and I was fondling her breasts and
fucking me at the same time, and she was whispering in your ear to come in me.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And I did.
and he was a screamer.
Yeah,
for
it was
those
great.
Of you who have listened to episode, I don't remember which one, about the screamers and the talkers.
Yeah, but when she was doing that, it was just driving me over the edge. It was like she was not expecting. What was crazy is she was not expecting any reciprocation.
She was just like an angel or something.
And her man was laying there, and he wasn't expecting to get with you, because he was already done.
Yeah,
and
she was
freaking beautiful.
There
she
to
was
please
very
you.
Beautiful.
She came out of the sky almost.
She came out of the sky,
and there she was,
like some angel,
rubbing your back and whispering.
And
in
she
your
had
ears.
This South African,
some
African,
the fuck angel.
Yeah, she was like some angel out of nowhere.
She was hot, and I wish I could have played with her. And if we're back in Seattle, I hope that I run into this woman or couple again.
Yeah, they were great.
Because I want to party with her. So glad that you had that experience. That turns me on. I'm so happy, because that's kind of like it was before when I was talking about on another time. Looking into the guy's eyes, and we were, you know, there's just so much more to sex than just the actual sex. Just those simple things are just drive you crazy, and they're such a turn on, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I could have had sex with her. I could have had sex with her, and it would not have meant near. It wouldn't have been anything as cool as what
as
she already
cool
did.
As erotic as that was.
Is what that was. Like, I was having sex with you and her watching and touching the back of my neck, and that was great.
Oh, wow. Gosh, I'm getting that. I'm getting turned on again.
It was.
Let's
it was
take
hot.
A pause.
It was
Let's
hot.
Take a pause here.
So that was my Seattle angel.
And yes, she was an angel, and I'm so happy that happened.
Yeah, it's just a simple thing.
Simple thing. It doesn't take
Big
much
turn
for
on.
Us.
Simple thing.
Simple thing. Yes, and that turned out to be a wonderful birthday for me.
Well, good.
Yes.
I'm glad. February's a big month for us. We have your birthday, Valentine's Day, our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
We're just getting started. And Valentine's Day is a big day that's coming up.
And it's a big day for the swingers our friends in Singapore because it is Eric's birthday on February 14th.
Allie has their email. She's reading
it. Yes, and he and his lovely wife will be celebrating with a group of swingers in their house. And he says it's going to be great. We are going to play hide-and-go-seek swinger style.
Okay, stop right there. Because I've been thinking about that since we got the email. It's hide-and-go-seek swinger style.
Mm-hmm.
My imagination has been reeling with the possibilities of that. Never played that. Want to do that. What is that?
Sounds exciting.
It sounds fun. Great.
Sounds so much fun.
What do you think it is? Like the... Do you think that, like, it must be that the couples split off into singles and go hide and whoever finds them?
Since they're a full swap, they probably will, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Hide individually? Probably they probably hide individually, I'm guessing. But
hide individually?
How would we do it? How would we do it since we're soft swap?
Oh, we could do it together. If we hid together... And who knows who would find us? That would be a big turn on. Just waiting, anticipating.
Just like hiding in a closet somewhere,
right?
You know, and
is it going to be another couple that's going to find us,
open the door and discover us?
Another single female or another single male that's going to find us, or perhaps even two other females that would find us. I don't know.
Yeah, I would love to know how they're going to play this and how it was and how it turned out and all the nitty-gritty details of the exciting hot. I want to know all the exciting play-by-play. So I'd love to know, Eric and Jess, please tell me how your birthday party turns out. And I'd love to hear from your friends that are going to be there. Stella, Joelle, Jane, Sharon, Christy, Sal, Eve, Victoria, and their partners.
Now, do you think that's their real names?
I don't know, but they're all sexy names.
That's their swinger names.
No, it's probably their real names. But they're all from the United SG Swingers Group. And they're having fun on Valentine's. And we want to hear all about it. So please email us back and tell us how your birthday...
Evolved. Or
revolved. You know, hide and seek is such a fun game. That was my favorite game as a kid, so... We want to hear how hide and go seek swinger style plays out, and I'm sure the listeners want to hear too.
There's just something sexy about, you know, hiding and waiting for someone to find you. That's erotic.
That is erotic. Very sexy birthday party idea. It beats pin the tail on the donkey, I guess.
Now wait a minute, that could be fun too. That could be fun too.
Okay. Yeah.
So now I guess this is becoming the portion of the show where we, you know, update you on different things that are going on with the show and whatever. We had an interview on Sex is Fun.
Yes, we did. And that was very fun.
Yeah, we did our first interview on the phone.
I was very nervous.
Well, it was a frantic experience because they called us. Well, they emailed us kind of last minute because they'd had a guest on their show who was supposed to be doing an interview, kind of dropped out, and we'd been trading emails back and forth with you, Allie, and they asked you, what'd they say?
Oh, if we could do a phone interview.
Right, and so we're busy, and we're busy at work.
I mean,
we get home later than we even expected to be. We worked that night even later than we normally do, and we got home, and the handsets in our house are like fried and, you know, not charged up. So one of us is on speakerphone. The other one of us is on the handset.
So
we couldn't get even close to each other. There was like a lot of feedback. We haven't worked out those technical issues or whatever. We weren't expecting it. But Sex is Fun is fun. We had a lot of fun on their show.
So I guess we can say we had our first soft swap experience with another podcast.
So go check them out, you guys. It's greatsexgames.com/podcast. That's how you find Sex is Fun.
Also, we've been getting emails all over the country and now all over the world.
One came in from Australia tonight.
Oh, it did?
The Gold Coast, yes.
Wow.
And she sent a picture.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. We've got to get that up on a map or something, one of those maps. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll get us one of those Frapper maps, and we'll set that up, and then you guys can all play with each other. That'll be even more fun. Hopefully, you guys can have some connections. The email that she wrote us tonight, you haven't seen it yet. She wrote us in the email that they're an experienced couple, and she played our podcast for an inexperienced couple.
Really?
Apparently, we corrupted them. They had some like awesome sex with each other after listening to our podcast.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's we're changing lives.
We're having fun. Yeah. We're having fun.
And we appreciate all you guys for listening. Too. Yeah, definitely. And there's going to be changes to the website as time allows for us to get them done. And we've done a small change already, and that is you can now go to swingercast.com and directly vote for us on Podcast Alley. Just enter your email in, and up we go. We're number 3 currently in the health and fitness category. And we're under the top 200 now. We're like 155 or something like that. I know there's a lot of swingers out there. They're used to entering things. Just enter your email.
What? Okay.
It's fun for us. We're little geeks now. We like check out the our little rankings and see where we are. And it's fun to know that we're reaching so many people. And we want to reach out and grab them.
So we got to get that map up, okay?
Yeah, John? We'll get a Frapper map up. We will, honey. We'll get that Frapper map up.
Because I'm excited to see where all the listeners are from and where it's...
their pictures and things like that. Yeah, that's sure. Cool. Okay, so good night.
Good night, and have a happy Valentine's Day.
For all you swingers out there in Singapore land, we stayed up late. It's already Valentine's Day in Singapore. It's the
Is
day.
It?
Yeah, it's the day before Valentine's Day.
Oh, I was
day
hoping
here.
We would get this up before Valentine's.
It's Valentine's Day. It is almost 10 to 11 right now here in the States, and it's probably 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon over there. I don't know.
Okay, so let's get this up. Let's get this party.
Let's get the party going. Swingercast.
We need a tagline here. Swingercast.
Let's have a contest.
For the listeners?
Yeah.
Yes.
We can't give anything like away because we have no sponsors yet. But if you're just for fun, let's have you swingers.
If you've listened to our show and you kind of know what we're about, and just come up with a tagline for
our
show.
We need a one-line tagline for our show.
So, got any suggestions?
And maybe on the next show, I'll read the list of the ones that you and I came up with a long time ago before we came up with our taglines before we ever even started the show, but we never use any of them.
Oh, I've forgotten about them.
Some of them pretty silly.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, good night, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day.
Should we say good night all the time? I mean, there people are listening to this at work.
We always say good night at the end of the show. Probably a lot of people listen to this at the end of the day. All right, whatever. Good night.
Good night. And if you're listening to this at work, it's time for you to take a bathroom break.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Please email Allie at Allie, A-L-L-I-E, @swingercast.com. She really enjoys reading your emails. See you next time.